Oh, good, you're here. Did you find it okay? I didn't mean it quite like that. I mean, I didn't mean to imply. Never mind. I'm happy to help you study for the midterm. Last semester, I did pretty well on it, and I know that she never changes her exams because one of my roommates is her TA this semester, and the assignments have been identical so far. Anyway, so I thought we could take a couple hours today and then see what kind of progress we've made and decide when to meet up next. The midterm's next Thursday, so we have a little bit of time. It's a bit over a week away. I admire your enthusiasm, but I think it's hard to believe that you're going to learn everything you need to know about Henry VIII by the end of today. I'm not that good of a teacher. Besides, he was much more than a guy who had a bunch of wives and found ways to get out of being married to them. There's also the formation of the Church of England and the work he did with the British Navy. I know, I'm getting ahead of myself. What do you mean? I study down here all the time. Yeah, this library is basically a maze with books. That's why I gave you such detailed directions to where we'd be. These corrals never get used, which is why they're the best. Well, it's quiet, so I can think. And if I want to play, like, music or something, I don't have to worry about bothering other people. There is a small problem, but if people see two of us down here, it shouldn't be an issue. Never mind. It's not a big deal. So, Henry's wives, do you know their names? Yeah, there's a horrible history song about them. Exactly. Yeah. Divorced, beheaded, died, divorced, beheaded, survived. Also, weirdly, three of the six were named Catherine, so it was like this a 1500s top baby names list that everyone consulted or something. And that's not counting the mistresses. There's a few confirmed ones. Plus there's considerable evidence that he was involved with some of his future wives before the current wife had been taken care of. Yikes. There's a way to word it if you're the mob. According to the Tudor historians, he had a reputation of being very attentive and loving to his wives when he was involved, you know? Yeah, like he called them sweetheart and gave them gifts with huge jewels or lots of land. Basically, a big shot alpha move. And when they were pregnant, he was over the moon. But when he fell out of love, it was like, cut off, dunza, you're gone. It makes sense, because, like, back in the day, you needed to produce an heir to be safe from coups and invasions. People tend to draw the line at killing babies. Plus, there's the whole he proved that he's worthy of being king because he sired an appropriate heir thing. See, girls didn't count, so you had to have a son in order to secure your kingdom. I don't know, I find him fascinating. His lasting reputation is for the wives, but he was super intelligent by all accounts and had charisma coming out of his ass. I guess he'd have to, you know, to have enough game to have six wives. Especially if the previous ones knew the others, which most of them did. No. But seriously, he also wrote music, was an accomplished musician, and was even a poet. We have the study rooms. You're gonna have to find somewhere else. Where were we? Mistresses, wives. Yeah, sometimes people come down here to, yeah, make out, and sometimes more. Like sex and stuff. Pfft, like you don't know what I'm talking about. Please, you're someone on campus that literally everyone knows and likes. You know what I'm talking about. I bet you've done tons of stuff like that in the library before. Don't look at me like I'm crazy. Fine. I bet you've gotten head from someone here in the library before. See, I told you you knew what more meant. Anyway, let's talk wives first. Seriously? Okay, yeah, this has happened to me before. I don't know, like 3 or 4 times. I can't always scare them away by just being here either. It's like knowing I'm trying to study sometimes eggs them on somehow. People are weird. What? What do you mean? What do you mean, have I watched them? Do you not see how the stacks are arranged here? There's literally nowhere to hide from these study rooms. It's basically a front row seat. Sure, you're hidden from the door, but you're in plain view here. It's not like you can't tell when someone is in here. I mean, you could be, preoccupied, but I feel like hearing someone be like, "The door is that way," would make you pause and look around. No? You mean if you were in full makeout mode, you wouldn't immediately stop if someone was like, "Yo, someone's here," and started playing aggressive polka music? At the time, polka was the most annoying thing I had on my phone. I don't know, I just felt like if it were me, I'd be so embarrassed to be caught. Shouldn't we get back to our man, Henry? How are you able to focus immediately on my embarrassing stories about watching someone get blown down here? But I'm talking about wives and mistresses, and that's boring. Back on that. Okay, fine. What do you want to know? I don't know. He was a guy. Brown hair, dick down this girl's throat. I didn't get a good look at that. No, I mean, like, this maybe, or like that, isn't a decent size. Like, it's not like I have a ton of in-person experience to compare it to. I mean, I watched porn and stuff, but you're supposed to be studying, not prying into my personal life. If I tell you, you'll focus. Promise. Fine. I'm only going to say this once. But my hands-on experience is lacking. Yeah, no opportunity for extensive research with an approved available lab partner. I don't know, you had the whole teacher-student jokes all lined up. I figured I'd keep it going. Are you happy now you know my dirty little secrets? Can we please get back to studying? At this rate, we won't get to the Navy at all, and you'll miss a whole section of the midterm. What kind of trade? You want to teach me how to have sex? Absolutely not. Why? Because someone might walk in on us. Because you might say something or brag about banging the nerdy girl in your gym class who's tutoring you in history. Because I don't need you to do me any favors. Because I really, 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 really don't want to look like a fool in front of you. No, no one likes to look like a dipshit. No. Say I did go along with this. I'm not calling you professor. Because it sounds like a low-budget porn, that's why. How cheesy is that? I wouldn't be able to focus. Besides, I have not said yes yet. Sir, I suppose I could do sir. But the minute someone comes through the door, we stop and hide. No, I need to hear you say it. Okay. Fine. You're right. Fair is fair. Teach me what to do. What now? Okay, what now, sir? You want me to show you what I've seen? Okay. Stand up. Come over here by this stack. No, maybe it was... No, it was this one. Okay, so she was down on her knees in front of him. Oh, you want me to be on my knees too. Got it. Okay. Okay, sir. She was on her knees, and she just kind of attacked the front of his pants. Both of her hands kind of tugged his penis out. I'm sorry, his cock. Do you guys really want you to call it a cock? I thought that was just in porn. Fine, fine. I'll get over it. She pulled out his cock and cradled it in her hands before looking up at him and, like, stretching her tongue out to, like, the tip of it. You want me to put my hands in your pants right now? Okay, yeah. Wait, did that hurt? I barely even touched you. Sorry, sir. It's nice and warm, and the skin is really soft, but you're hard? Like, how does that even work? Pull your pants down and find out. You're not gonna help me, huh? I gotta do this myself. Oh, you're going, there, wow. I guess I didn't expect a cock to be so regal and beautiful looking. May I? Excuse me. May I touch you, sir? Is the tip sensitive? Like, if I brush my thumb over the top and around this ridge here? I'll take that as a definite yes. And your balls look so heavy and swollen. I like that it takes both hands to cup them. I don't understand. How am I supposed to be able to fit all of this in my mouth? I'm assuming you're going to teach me how to give a blowjob. She started by licking the tip like this. Does that feel good? God, you taste incredible. Is it true that men sometimes drink pineapple juice to make their semen taste better to potential sexual partners? Sorry, cum. I hope I get to taste your cum. For science, you know? Yeah, that is so... I was licking, sorry. And then she kind of just put her hands on his hips and swallowed it like she was a sword swallower. No, I'm not calling it your fleshy sword. That's foul. Maybe slow would be better, so I can get used to you. Like this, alternating some licking in there. What do I do with my hands? Do I keep them on your hips and just use my mouth, or can I wrap my hand around the base here? I'm not skilled enough to be able to freestyle this. I'm gonna need instruction. I like how that sounds. Very authoritative. Say it again. Hearing that, hearing suck my cock sounds so naughty. I want more. Ask how? Fuck my face. Please, sir. Fuck my face. Wait, what? Get up. There's the table in the study room. No, go to an empty one. Hold on. I didn't expect you to pick me up and put me on the table. Come here. No, I want you naked. This shirt needs to come off. If I'd known this was going to happen, I would have worn something sexier. I don't know. Plain black cotton. Doesn't really scream sexy. But I suppose boobs are boobs, right? And the layer. Mouth is on them. Clearly you don't seem to mind that much. Yeah. Take my pants off. Oh, panties too. You can keep them. I don't care. Just please, 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 please tell me you're gonna fuck me. Yes, show me. You're so mean. Why are you teasing me? I thought you were supposed to be teaching me. Yes. And then pull the hips closer. Move. One of my favorites. What do you mean? I can't help but talk. It's how I process things. Like, right now my brain is going 10,000 miles a minute. And knowing that I'm sitting on a table I've definitely studied at, and you're standing there with your hands on my ass and your pants around your ankles and your cock is slick and shiny because it just came out of my mouth. Mm-hmm. And how you're about to take my virginity and we barely know each other outside of gym class. Just do it. Please, please, please fuck me, please. Bye, sir. Oh my god. Oh, it feels incredible, like you're filling me up. Holy shit. Wait, there's more of you. Wow. Oh my god, no, don't stop. Oh, yeah. I love when you pull your mouth on my nipples. Shit, don't stop. Oh, I love your cock. How fantastically full it feels. Oh, whenever you thrust into me. Oh, just like that. Oh, you're going faster. Oh my god. No, it feels so good. I like having my legs wrapped around you. Like I can pull you closer with my heels dug into your perfect ass. Oh, so good. Oh, I think I'm gonna come. To coming. Yeah, fuck me faster. Oh, I have to choose. Oh, wait, what are my choices? Okay, well, you coming in my mouth sounds hot, but also I want to feel it's like to have someone come inside me. Yeah. Is that weird? I guess it's hot. Say it louder. Fuck me, sir. Yes. Yes, fill me up with your cum. Oh, faster, that's it. I want to feel you shoot your load deep inside me. Yeah, coat my pussy with your seed. Do it. Make me your little cum slut. Who'd have thunk the nerdy little virgin girl would have such a filthy mouth? Oh, you want me to be your little slut? You do? Oh, I mean, you have my number now. You could fuck me between classes. I might even let you fuck my ass. Yeah. Oh, fuck my tight little pussy. Yeah. I suppose that's true. It's your pussy now. You're the one who's ever been inside me. Come inside me, sir. Claim me. You're coming? Yes. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, there's so much cum. Oh my god. How did you cum so much? No, don't pull out yet. I like having you inside me. Wait until you go soft. I mean, porn always makes it look like fun, but I didn't know it would feel this good. You fit so snugly inside me. I honestly didn't think you would fit. I'm glad you did too. I wasn't sure if you were serious at first, but I'm glad you offered. I was serious about you fucking my ass. Obviously, we'd have to, like, plan for that, and I don't know, get me a toy or something, but now I'm really curious. Consider it an incentive to do well on the midterm. Oh, hopefully you don't leak out of me too much. A for ass. I can work with that. Better get studying.